Thanks again for spending part of your Saturday morning here with us on WWNC, the Talk of the Mountains. My name is Glenn Wessel, host of Investor IQ. Just prior to the break, we were discussing some of the features of royalty trusts and discussing the fact that even though they have high yields, there are other things that an investor might want to check into before taking the plunge. Just prior to the break, we were talking about the tax treatment of royalty trusts, and I was mentioning that they're taxed very much like mutual funds, in as much as if the royalty trust distributes the lion's share of its profits every year, there's no taxation at the trust level. So it escapes one whole layer of taxation, which is very much unlike a traditional corporation. So if you buy stock in Microsoft or GE or something like that, those companies will pay a tremendous amount in taxes, maybe not as much as you'd like them to, but then when they pay the dividend to you, you have to pay taxes on that dividend as well. So there are different layers of taxation that come into effect that investors in royalty trusts do not need to suffer through. By the way, royalty trusts are also similar to real estate investment trusts and mutual funds. They're all kind of taxed in the same way as kind of like pass-through entities that are not taxed at the entity level. So Stan wrote in mentioning that he can get an 8% or 8.6% yield on this marine petroleum trust, royalty trust. And I was mentioning that this royalty trust actually operates in the U.S., which has some very important implications. Anytime you're looking at a royalty trust, one of the first questions you really ought to answer is it domiciled in the U.S.? Or is it domiciled in Canada? So this is a U.S. trust, which means that an outside company must actually perform the actual operation of the oil field or the gas field or the mine or whatever it is that this trust is doing. The trust can't operate it itself. The shares of the trust will generally trade on some exchange, you know, like the New York Stock Exchange, let's say, but the trust itself is typically overseen by a trust officer of a bank, okay? So royalty trusts are good because you can diversify your investment in natural types of commodities or natural resource types of commodities, and you don't have to put all your money in one particular well. So they're great in terms of diversification, and they do generate typically high distribution yields, which helps people with their cash flows and so on. But there are some things to be mindful of as well. The first thing is that royalty trusts tend to be very sensitive to changes in interest rates. For instance, if interest rates rise, share prices are likely to decline. Royalty trusts, because of their outsized distribution yields, become especially attractive to people when other instruments are not yielding very much. So then people start to look at royalty trusts as a creative means of generating income. So my question to Stan, since he's on the verge of investing in this trust, would be, think about which way you think interest rates might be headed. If you think interest rates would be headed lower or the same, royalty trust would probably be a good thing, or could be a good thing, I should say. But if you think interest rates might be headed higher, as I suspect they might be over the next year or 2 years, then the greater likelihood, in my mind, would be that royalty trust prices would be marked down in value. So while you're enjoying those generous dividend yields, if interest rates are rising, you have to kind of keep another eye on the actual value of your shares, because they could be kind of wasting away while you're not paying attention to them. Royalty trusts, just so you know, typically invest in properties that are past their peak. They're not producing oil at peak anymore, but the infrastructure is still in place. So it makes sense to keep that infrastructure in place to generate the cash flows. If you have a particular point of view, let's say with respect to oil, let's say it's an oil trust, and oil prices are likely to increase, as we suspect they will, then the oil that the trust pumps out of the ground will be sold at a higher price, and the cash flows will increase. That would be very bullish for royalty trusts, or for at least petroleum-based royalty trusts. So you have to keep an eye on the commodity price that the trust is involved with. Real quickly, Canadian royalty trusts are a little bit of a different animal. They can operate the trust themselves. And unlike a United States trust, which once the oil is pumped out of the ground, the trust just dissipates, it goes away, Canadian trusts can keep adding more properties to the trust. So a Canadian trust is more of a perpetual vehicle, whereas if you invest in a United States trust and all the oil gets pumped out of the ground, your investment's gone. That distribution is going to stop, and there's nothing left of it. Okay? So let's say that you took a look at a United States trust that was paying, let's say, 10% per year, and you got that every year for 10 years. Well, that sounds great. But what happens at the end of 10 years if the trust has depleted itself and there's no more oil left in the ground? What you thought of as being 10% profit every year actually turns out to be a 0% profit. Why? Because that 10% that you've been earning every year for 10 years, that was your own money. Because in the 11th year, when the distribution goes to zero, the share price goes to zero, your investment's done. You've received all your money back. You thought you were getting income. You probably will find yourself in the position of having spent that income, only to find in retrospect that that was principal. So with royalty trusts, one of the biggest dangers is that the money that you're getting back, because you never know how much oil or natural gas or coal or whatever the natural resource is, since you never know how much is really in the ground, you never really have any clarity to know how much of your own money you're getting back. That is to say, how much of a return on capital you're getting versus how much of a return of your capital. So that's a crucial point when it comes to understanding royalty trusts. So that takes us pretty well to the end of this segment. If we can do anything for you at our offices, feel free to give us a call. We do a lot of goodwill work, pro bono things for people. We try to help them right over the phone if we can, or do whatever we can to set you on a good path to a better place. So that takes us out for this week. We hope to see you next week. My name is Glenn Wessel. Tune in.